All right, welcome to Motivational Monday. I am so glad that you are here. May you be inspired on this day. I'm focusing in on cultivating a mission-focused life. Cultivating a mission-focused life. And the title is Disrupted by Gayla Condon. I've worked with Gayla in Mexico with Amora Ministries for many years. And the title of this Devo is What Really Matters. The 50-yard field goal that Jordan made as of the first half was winding down didn't count because our team didn't get it off in time. All the USC Trojans needed was another second. It was especially disappointing to Jordan because if the field goal had counted, it would have been the longest kick of his career. As a college kicker, Jordan knew that if he missed a kick, his team could lose a game. In college football, that could mean the difference between playing in a huge bowl game like the Rose Bowl or going to a less prestigious bowl game. On that misty day here in Husky Stadium in Washington, his team lost by the same points that had been left on the field when the kick didn't count. By the end of the game, that kick mattered. Well, the question, what really mattered to Jesus? To answer that question, Alvin Yoder references Tony Campolo's book, Who Switched the Price Tags? Tony says in his book that too often we treat what deserves to be handled with great care as though it was of very little value, and conversely make great sacrifice to do things that have no lasting value. The world's way is to love money and use people to get it. God's way is for us to love people and use money to help others. We know that children matter to Jesus. He recognized they probably understood him as well as anybody could. In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Because children matter to Jesus, they should matter to us as well. We have been entrusted with their care to make sure that their basic needs are met and that they aren't exploited. According to the Consortium for Street Children, no one knows how many street children there are in the world. Estimates have been as high as 100 million. The true numbers may never be known. We should be appalled by this information. Do the numbers matter? Is it one child abandoned to his or her fate on the streets of New York or Cairo or Bucharest, one child too many? It's why Amora builds houses. The ministry started out as an orphanage that took children from the trash dump. Most had families that loved them but were unable to provide for their basic needs. The orphanage was built to take those families in. And after leaving the orphanage, Scott and Gayla started Amora Ministries with a commitment to keep children off the street. They believe that by building homes, they do that and more, they keep families together. What matters to Jesus matters to them. So let's get back to Husky Stadium. Based upon what Tony Campolo said about valuing people and things, do they think that the football game really mattered to Jesus? As a USC fan, they believe they know the answer to that. Because if the game had mattered to Jesus, they say, wouldn't the Trojans have won? Okay, football is just a game. Of that we can be sure. As much as we have put value on that game that so many of us are passionate about, it's not the kicks or the wins or the stats that matter to Jesus. On the field that day when Jordan kicked, it was the players who mattered. It's always the people who matter to Jesus. And so a few questions for you. When have you been frustrated with others because what mattered to you didn't matter to them? Take some time to think about that. Number two, make a list of what really matters to you. Now ask yourself which of these items matter most to God. And number three, according to the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7, what are the things that mattered most to God? Read those three chapters to find out what God's priorities are. And I think what you're going to find is God cares a whole lot about people. May you as well. All right. Good day.